Thank you for joining me today as we look at the theme of unity. Let's start with an exercise together. Get in a comfortable position, place your hand over your heart, and notice the sensation in your chest, especially around your heart. Now notice your breath. Don't change it, simply notice it, picturing your breath circling your heart. And now bring to mind something, someone, or some place that you feel deeply connected to, and notice how your body responds. As I read the scripture, turn your thoughts quietly toward the Lord, asking for your heart to open to God's voice through scripture. Philippians 1:27 says, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel." What are the automatic assumptions you have in what it means to standing firm in the one spirit? What role does believing the same have? What role does behaving the same have? How do we maintain unity without falling into uniformity? How do we overlook the value and importance of unity? Philippians 1:27 says, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. How are you avoiding the hard work of unity for your team, your family, your church? As you move throughout your days and weeks, use a variety of the examine to reflect. Where have I contributed to standing firm in the one spirit? Where have I been an obstacle to unity? Where is God inviting me to contribute more to unity? We end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work or set aside for you. Praise for you or criticize for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.